We got a great email that came in from Finland, and we are a worldwide show here on Free Talk Live. We have listeners from all over the place. This guy's name is Phil. He says, "Greetings from Finland. I'm a regular listener to your show, and I thought I'd make a few comments about healthcare."
Thanks.
The 5.2 million population of Finland arguably has the best socialized healthcare in the world.
That's about the population of Tampa Bay.
Yes. but no doubt the finest looking women in the world and some of the highest taxes. Our healthcare system and overall Nordic welfare state model of government are exactly what the U.S. progressive liberals are striving for. All that's ever said is how wonderful our healthcare system is, but after almost 3 years here, I desperately miss my Blue Cross and Blue Shield from back in the States. First off, you always hear about how healthcare is free in Scandinavia. It's not. It's just heavily subsidized. Last year this time, I broke my leg while playing soccer. After two surgeries, regular outpatient visits, medications, and physical therapy, I dished out about 400 euros, roughly $500 of my own money, to Finland's so-called free healthcare system. And that's not including the 1,200 euro custom shoe insoles my physical therapist told me to get or else I may not walk normal again. The state-run healthcare system refused to pay for these insoles. Obviously, they weren't too concerned whether or not I walked normal again.
Yeah, I guess so.
And by the way, all immigrants here are treated no differently than native citizens in terms of health care, so it's not like I get less care because I'm a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, health care usually has three parts to it: preventative health care, actual illness, and post-illness health care. With the socialized health care, you only get subsidized care for your actual illness. Preventative health care is practically unheard of. And as I discovered with my expensive shoe insoles, post-illness care is unheard of as well. I'm sure they'd like to fund these things if the state had the money for it. With socialized health care, whenever the economy takes a turn for the worst, so does your health care. If some politician goes crazy with the government checkbook, the people's health care suffers the following year. Even though health care is a so-called essential service, it gets cut just like the rest of the government programs. Queues to see a doctor can be long. Surgery appointments can take months, even though there are laws to prevent this. And unless you're in so much pain you have thoughts of suicide, seeing a dentist in my city is next to impossible.
I bet.
I say next to impossible, but that's only for us poor folk. Those with the money go directly to the private doctor, who will tend to them right away.
I'm sure that's true.
And when the middle class need medical attention, they have the difficult task of deciding, how much am I really hurting?
Because that's the problem. It really puts the middle class in the bind, you know?
Well, here's how
it raises the cost of dental care by having these things.
It raises the cost of everything. How much am I really hurting? Do I want to go to the public emergency room and wait for hours in agony? Or do I want to shell out the cash and get treated immediately by a private doctor? And this has to be a lot of cash in a heavily regulated healthcare system like that. The politicians who created the public health system don't make such decisions. They head straight to the private doctor. That's right. The politicians go to the private
doctor. Sure, they don't take that. They don't mess around.
Just like the bureaucrats in this country send their kids to private schools. Think they know something we don't? The system they designed to shrink the gap between the rich and the poor only widens it. Just this week, neighboring Sweden has addressed this issue by actually outlawing private companies from providing health care for their employees. Another important point to bring up is the legalization of marijuana. When you ask Americans about whether or not they'd legalize marijuana, many of them say no because they fear their kids and the whole neighborhood getting stoned all the time, which they're doing anyway. Here in Finland, you rarely hear that answer. People don't want marijuana legalized because they fear it will bring even more burden to the already strained healthcare system. Cigarette smokers already cost the Finns millions each year, and chronic cannabis smokers could, although I don't believe this to be true, cost taxpayers even more. So socializing health care will only take the United States much, much further away from ever ending the war on drugs.
Absolutely.
Guaranteed. He says, "I could go on about dangers of socialized health care.
It'll start the war on everything else, too.
But the war on eating. The war on fat. I could go on about the dangers of socialized
health care. The war on sunlight.
But I think I'll stop here. Love the show, fellas. Keep up the good work." Phil, originally from Baltimore, now in Espoo, Finland, which is the second largest city. And there you go.
What about Lillehammer?
That's Phil from Espoo. Phil, we appreciate the email. And, of course, who better to tell us about it than someone actually in the midst of the socialized healthcare system? Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Dave in Sarasota. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.